Tuesday night, Orla, hey, other Aleph, Toshin Ayin Dalet, Dvar Halach, and Chavis Olbob. The Bir Halach's Maskana seems to be that the mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos is the Oraisa. That's a mitzvah saseh to be Mekabel Shabbos before Shkia. It's not clear how long one needs to be, how clear, maybe it's, from some sources, it's mashma, you know, just a few seconds is good enough. Rav Moshe, Nigus Moshe talks about 2 minutes. The Mishnah Brura is mashma that it should be, around 15 minutes because he says, Bein Ashmoshos and Tosefta Shabbos should come out to be a half hour. And the Mishnah Brura is going where Bein Ashmoshos was like 14 minutes, so 15 minutes, so it's around, Mimele is recommending around 15 minutes. Everyone's mechuyev in Tosefta Shabbos, meaning even women, which is like kind of ironic because the women always do Tosefta Shabbos, usually because they ben shlich lemekabel Shabbos, while the men have to still daven mincha, usually. And if you mekabel Shabbos before mincha, you get messed up actually with mincha. So it's the men have to be more careful about Tosefta Shabbos than the women. But the Minchas Chinuch technically says that women are potter from Tosefta Shabbos. This is my grandma, and there's no way to be mechayev them. It doesn't work out. But most are chaylik, and they hold that everyone is mechuyev in Tosefta Shabbos. Okay. Yeah, after Shabbos too. But the main the active being mekabel is of course only before Shabbos. Okay, we're learning the Chavis Halvavis now. And the Chavis Halvavis was talking about Avas Hashem and how an Oev Hashem acts. So he said an Oev Hashem wants to have everyone doing the Ratzon Hashem because he, so to speak, he's coming from Hashem's perspective. So he wants to teach people how to do what's right. And it's because of his Avas Hashem that he wants people to do the right thing. He then sort of segues into discussing being Mezakeh Saravim. About how, and he says a very remarkable statement. He says, "V'roi l'cha achi l'das." He says, a single individual, even if he reaches the extreme edges of tikkun nafsho, v'afilu hu korav hanaviim, b'kosher midoseihem, v'tuva lichoseihem, v'ishtadlusam, b'mishmas Hashem yisale, v'toar libam l'fonov, even if you're at the, like a really extreme degree of personal perfection, you can't compare that person, Eino Kamailos Misehichshir B'nei Adam, that he's being Mazakis Arabim, he's being Machshir others, V'hincha Es Anche Horesha El Mishmas Hashem Yisroel Mam V'yisader. Whether it's total, like Kiruv, or just, you know, guiding people the right way, you can't compare, he says, and he, Pasha does the math. He says, take out your calculator and do the math. Kishuyosa nichpolos, they're exponentially increased, kifizuchuyosayim, b'meshachayomim, because as time goes on, right, it's always, you're getting into your account, whatever that person does, and mamela what his family does, and mamela his children, and so on. Vishtalshulus asman, if amoshlazel lishne sochrim, show you b'medina. Shechonu b'medina. You have 2 people come to do business. Ha'echad herviach b'schoyra acha shehoyselo. One was marviach pi asora b'keren shoyelo. He's marviach 10 times. He makes a 1,000% profit. What is that? Ten times what he has. Come on. Help me out. That's 1,000%? Makes 1,000, thank you. Makes 1,000% profit. Vayukula sach meo dinar, but he only was working with a keren of 100 dinar. The seicher hasheni only doubled his keren, but he had 10,000 dinar as his keren. Vayum osav harbe, v'irviach b'chomash yemachar aseres alafim dinar. So nimtza revach hasoicher rishon, who's dealing with a smaller keren, Al af ribui kifle revachov, even though he's, his percentage of profit is much more than the other fellows. Al af ribui kifle revachov tishim dinrim 90 and 10 elevenths of a dinar. I don't know, you do the math. V'chei revach hasocher hasheni, but so he, you know, he profited just 90 dinrim, 90 and 10 elevenths of a dinar. The socher hasheni, 5,000 dram, afal miut kiflei revachov, even though he made much less of a percentage of profits, because he was dealing with a bigger keren. The chach ochi here too. Mishalo hichshir kiyam atzmo belavad, someone who only, right, just the individual himself, vavol bishigia bekachlasi, he reaches like an extreme madrega, but he's working with a smaller keren. Ashenkein, if you're dealing with a lot of nefashos, so you're starting, even if you make less of a percentage, but you're starting with a much bigger keren. Einu kamisha hichshir im atzmo nefashos rabos, kiz chuyosov nechpolos, so as they do, so even if there's an more incremental aliyah, ruchnius, but you're dealing with a much bigger keren. Kamo shomer kadmonenu, and then he quotes a few chazals, kolamazakis arabim ein chet bo al yado, v'omru moshe zocha v'zikas arabim, z'chus arabim tluya bo, shenem atzitkas Hashem osu, mishpatu v'm Yisrael, v'l'omer hachocho v'lamochichim yinom, Valeim tov v'birchos tov, v'omar toras emes v'yisub v'fihu. Oh, and the end of the pasuk is v'rabim heishiv me'avon. And then one more pasuk. Umatzdiki harabim kakochovim liolam voed. I think that's what we have up there. Yeah, that's what we have up there on the sign. That's that pasuk there. Okay, we'll stop.